Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about unwrapped teaching. As we unwrap gifts that God gives to each of us, to His children, for the benefit of the body of Christ. Even as they benefit us individually, they're designed to be bigger than that. And the expectation that we're all called to teach the good news of Jesus. And different levels of responsibility in that. Some have an increased gift in that area, but just because we're not a gifted teacher, by our estimation or even by the estimation of anyone else, God's desire, His design, His calling is that we teach. So as we go through each weekday morning, we're looking at a different aspect of teaching. And today we're going to focus in on teaching without stopping. Don't give up. Teaching is tough. It's difficult. It's not always rewarding. The benefits, the results, are often delayed. And sometimes we never see them. But God's desire is that we keep at it. His reward belongs to those who are faithful to the end. Acts 5, verse 42 says, day after day, in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Christ. And why would they stop? Well, because the previous verses are the Sanhedrin, the religious leaders, telling them to stop and flogging them. In fact, it's in this context that Gamaliel says that if this movement is from God, we're not going to be able to stop it. If it's from man, it will die out on its own. So they flogged the apostles, and it says that they considered it an honor to bear reproach, to suffer. And they kept on teaching without stopping. We tend to let little things stop us from teaching about Jesus. Embarrassment, ridicule, a dirty look. The list can go on. And we keep to ourselves. As we talked about a little bit yesterday, we'll talk about throughout this week, we talked about it on Sunday as well, we teach in a lot of different ways because we learn in a lot of different ways. We teach it with our words, and we often think about that, but many times we teach even more with our actions, with our life. And our consistency in obedience to Jesus means a lot. When I was first out of high school, I had a job on a commercial roofing crew, and it was a pretty rough crew. It was a small crew. The boss owner had just started the company, and initially, I was the first and only employee, and then added a few more. But the nature of this crew, because it was the nature of the boss at the time, was that at the end of each workday, it would stop at a bar and drink to the extent that, well, I was the only one able to drive home. A couple reasons. One, I was 18. Two, I had no interest. and getting drunk and joining them in what they were doing. And so I would drive home. There were a lot of nights that the boss would sleep in the truck because he was out of it, and I'd go down to work and knock on the window and wake him up in the morning, and he'd rush in for a shower and come back, and we'd be off for another day of hard work and even harder drinking. But there was a day that he says, "You know what? I've had a lot of people from that church you attend that don't like the way I live. But most of them end up joining me. Eventually, they wear down, they give in." He says, "But you've been consistent. You treat me the same, no matter what. But I haven't been able to talk you into joining in what we're doing." He said, "What you have seems real." Now, while I was working there, he never really changed. I understand he did at some extent later. But there's a lot about a life. I didn't lecture him about his drinking. I didn't really have the authority to do that. I didn't even have the personality to do that. But I stood my ground in what I believed was right. No matter how much they tried to talk me into joining them, and I kept at it. And sometimes we're convinced by the world, by the enemy, that if we just go along with it, they'll listen more. And what we don't realize is that those little steps of going along with it often destroy our testimony. There are ways to stand firm without being obnoxious. But the important thing is we keep teaching. We live our life. We speak God's word. We make disciples. And as we go through the day, you probably know what it is that tempts you to stop teaching with your words or with your life. And I want to encourage you today, teach without stopping. Let your light so shine before people that they would see your good deeds and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. It has given us great insight into how we ought to live. You've given us your word and your spirit, the blood of your Son, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We have a message and a lesson that ought to be taught. Obviously, Father, we have to learn it first. And we ought to honor those who teach us well, even as we learn from your word. But God, may we not be those that stop because it's difficult or because someone doesn't like it or because we're afraid or for any of the other reasons that we give, in our mind at least, for not teaching. God, help our words and our life to be consistent with each other, but each would be consistent with your word. That every aspect of how we teach would continue in faithfulness to you, in faithfulness to the truth of your message. and faithfulness to Jesus. And so God, today, as life happens, may we not give up. May we persevere. May we continue, not just to do good, but to teach the good news of Jesus, knowing that in due time, you will bring about a harvest. And so, God, purify our message, our lessons, and help us to teach without stopping in a way that lifts up Jesus so that he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.